I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Chrissy Collum. She is a math coach with the Marquette-Alger Regional Educational Service Agency. We talked about what she does, some of the programs, and also how you can find out more about how they can help your student. Here's Chrissy Collum.
I'm working under a grant from the state of Michigan. So currently I work with two different elementary schools in our area, and I am helping the teachers in all those K through 5 classrooms implement Number Corner.
Okay, so we'll talk about Number Corner here in just a second, but you mentioned that you were hired, recent hire, kind of a newer thing with Marquette-Alger RESA. Is that the case?
Yes.
Okay, so what is your vision for the work as you are moving forward with the job?
This grant won't last forever. So after that, I used to be a high school teacher. And so right now I'm currently working in a lot of elementary classrooms. So basically the teachers guide what they need me for. So far I've been, aside from Number Corner, I've been co-teaching with teachers. So okay. I might take a small group of students and work with them while the teacher is working with the whole class. Or we've even flipped that scenario where I'm working with most of the students and they're working with a small group.
Okay.
Sometimes teachers ask to, I want a new way to review the content that I'm working on. Like, do you have any ideas for me?
Mm-hmm.
And so we just kind of brainstorm together.
We're talking with Chrissy Collum, who is math coach with Marquette-Alger RESA here today. You mentioned the Number Corner program. What is that? Tell me about that.
So Number Corner is not curriculum, but it's a supplement to curriculum. And it's basically a skill building, a math skill building program where students are exposed to 5 different workouts, one of them being a calendar, like a daily calendar. And basically, there are a lot of different features of this program, like pattern recognition, building number fluency, a lot of hands-on. So money and telling time. And although those sound like simple things, like those are all skills that students need to be successful. You wouldn't believe how many students struggle with that.
And it is the use of numbers in our day-to-day life. And that is, of course, math, right?
Absolutely.
Are you seeing results with that? Is it working pretty well?
I cannot believe how much the students love, like when they say it's Number Corner time, the students are thrilled. They run over to the carpet.
And we're talking about math here.
Yes, absolutely. And that is another thing about Number Corner. I hear so many kids say, like, I don't like math. I'm not a math person. And when you see students excited about it, that's so cool.
Chrissy, I have to ask you, are there programs, maybe some initiatives, things you're looking at, you know, getting going in the future?
I was working with Heather at the Ishpeming Public Library, and she was talking to me and just saying, I would really like to do some sort of an after-school math club, you know, just to get kids here, give them something to do, and then expose them to math. And so she actually told me about Crazy Eights Math Club, which it's online. You can go read about it, but it's very affordable. And it comes with this kit full of fun activities that the kids can do. So really, there's no preparation for the person who's going to run the club. It's basically all there for you. You just kind of have to decide when it's going to be, where it's going to be.
And that's kind of what you're doing right now, is kind of looking at getting something like that going here,
oh,
then?
Absolutely. This could happen anywhere. Basically, any school, public library, or 501c3 can launch this program.
Now, let's talk about this from the perspective of maybe parents or grandparents that are listening, that maybe they have an elementary school age student, kid, that maybe has concerns with math. I mean, it can be daunting. How can they help with their learning?
So this is my first tip, and this is really, really important. I wish I could tell this to everybody. When I was teaching at the high school, I had parents come in to me all the time, and they would say, I am not good at math. You know, I disliked math. I can't help my child. And I feel like they might project that a little bit onto their kids.
Sure,
because
sure.
I have, you know, even elementary kids right now are saying, I'm not good at math. And it's like, how do you know you're not good at math? Like, you're so little. So basically, like, just talking about math with positivity, I think is a big thing right there. But another thing that you can do is just bring in some of those things that you do at home that requires math, like baking and cooking, following recipes, measuring. Take out your change jar, dump it on the floor, have the kids count the change. I mean, obviously, depending on what age you're working with.
Sure,
but,
sure.
Talking about elapsed time and like, oh, I'm driving down the road. We're on a road trip. It's going to take us 3 hours and 45 minutes.
Showing them really real world applications of numbers. Absolutely. And how it works. Okay, so now if someone's listening to this, they want to find out a little bit more about math coaching, maybe some of these other tips, maybe they want to reach out to you. What's the best way to find out a little bit more?
I would tell them to visit Marka Algerisa's website at www.marisa.org.
That's Chrissy Collum, math coach with Marquette Algerisa. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelof.